Dwayne Betts, guitarist and singer in the Allman Betts Band, is carrying on the great tradition of music from the Allman Brothers Band that included his father, Dickie Betts, Dwayne and Greg Allman, and others. Greg was the father of Devin Allman in the Allman Betts Band. The new album called Bless Your Heart is out this week, Friday, August 28th, following up on last year's successful debut, Down to the River. Welcome to Wyoming Sounds, Dwayne.
Hey, thank you for having me so much.
Yeah, great to talk to you, and so glad you, Devin, and the band are carrying on the family tradition of music with new and original Allman Betts songs.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are originally from Sarasota, is that right? And then moved to Southern California?
Yeah, I grew up in Sarasota. I was born there, and my dad's family is from Florida for a long time. They moved down there in the 1800s, so... But I moved to California when I was around 13 years old, and then kind of went back and forth between, Florida and visiting my mom out in California. I kind of grew up on tour through my high school years with my dad, homeschooled. So, but I've always lived in either, Florida or Southern California, and now I live in Jackson Hole too. So
wow, I did hear you're spending time in our neighborhood, which is great. You got to play at the Spud Drive-In in the Teton Valley a couple of weeks ago, which was cool.
Yeah, I was just saying it was a really fun night of music, and Johnny Statula, the slide guitarist in our band, and I, were asked to kind of do a little set there and use some of the local musicians as a backing band and stuff. So we had a fun time. It was a loose thing, and then we were able to do some drive-in shows on the East Coast over this last weekend with the Allman Betts Band, with our full band. So
that's awesome.
It's been nice to play at all, to play a few gigs, social distance gigs that are done properly and everything. It means the world to us, and I'm sure the fans or the people, appreciate it too.
You also played one of the first live in person non-virtual concerts of the summer in Cheyenne drive-in style at the Terry Bison Ranch with Devin, Robert Randolph, and players from Blackberry Smoke and Lettuce. I got to see that show and really enjoyed it. Awesome set list with originals and some choice covers, including Midnight Rider. It appeared you all were having a good time.
Yeah, that was a really fun night. That was like the first time we've played, in front of people in so long, I think for all of us. I know Devin and I, that was the first time that we had played together in front of people in about 6 months. So it was a trip just to be doing it again and actually have people out there listening to you play, in person as opposed to, virtually on the internet.
Sure.
I think slowly but surely things are going to come around. And I think, I'm optimistic that it'll be get back to some semblance of normality. By the spring, hopefully, we'll all be out.
Yes, indeed.
Out touring and be able to make a living again,
Let us hope. You've played with an extensive list of bands prior to Allman Betts, including groups in California. You played for nearly a decade alongside your dad, Dickie Betts, and his group, Great Southern. How cool was that, playing guitar with your dad?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, playing music with your family is one of the most beautiful and gratifying things that you can do, sharing the gift of music. Sometimes when you're doing it, you might not realize how precious and valuable it is when you're maybe a little younger and stuff. But I think those times, I kind of think of it like if I go on to play to headline stadiums and sell out 80,000 seat stadiums, I think maybe that will always be the highlight of sharing, music on stage with your family and especially your father, So as long as you have, there was some time there where, I was kind of searching and I kind of was doing that gig, and it wasn't a full year-round gig, because my father was only doing maybe 30, 40 shows a year at that time. So there was some time when I maybe was trying to search for myself of what the next thing I wanted to do was.
Sure.
And but thank God I had that time to play with him. And then, of course, after we started Allman Betts Band, I was able to still play with him when he came out of retirement and did those shows in 2018. And that was some of the most glorious moments that I've had with him on stage were those shows. You know, and it was just something really special to be a part of. And so I'll always hold that dear to my heart, yeah.
You spent a lot of time making music, as did Devin, before the Allman Betts Band. How did the Allman Betts Band eventually form and then come together?
Just naturally and organically. I mean, we had talked about it. Devin had thrown the idea at me, and he certainly didn't ever try to force anything, but we had spoken about it. I was playing with Dawes, some really good friends of mine, great band out of Los Angeles. He was doing Royal Southern Brotherhood, and we started talking about doing something, but I kind of wanted to see where we both kind of were seeing where these current projects we were involved with would lead us. And it just so happened that my tenure with Dawes ran out, and they kind of made a few switches, and I just kind of did that record cycle for all your favorite bands, that particular record.
Uh-huh.
The touring cycle for that was maybe a year and a half or two, and I did that, and then I kind of moved on.
Sure.
And then we started talking about it. I wanted to put a record out of my own of me singing and fronting the band, fronting my own band and doing my songs, because I hadn't really done that yet. So I put out a record of my own, and that kind of coincided with him asking me to come out and join him on tour and open up for him, and then us do some playing together and see where that led us. And that's kind of how the whole thing started.
Wow. Some of the Allman Brothers' biggest hits came from your dad, like Ramblin' Man, among others. He brought that roots country sound that blended with the blues rock of the band that provided such a cool combination. I hear that sound on Allman Betts songs, including Shinin', where you sing lead. Did you write that one?
Yeah, I wrote that with Stahl Vaughn, he collaborates with us a lot on the writing, and he worked with us on the new record. And yeah, we wrote that one together out in Los Angeles, I think. You were
sweet love of mine.
Shinin' from the Almond Betts Band on Wyoming Sounds off their debut album, Down to the River, written by Dwayne Betts and Stoll Vaughn. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick, talking with Dwayne Betts about the new record and writer Stoll Vaughn.
Yeah, the new record, he actually wrote a song. Magnolia Road is actually a song that he brought in to us that he is the sole writer on. So yeah, he's a big part of the writing.
Yeah, I got to meet Stoll in Kentucky many years ago. Gotten to know him over the years. Quite a talent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a nice guy, a special guy.
That's Magnolia Road from the new Almond Betts album, Bless Your Heart. The son of original Almond Brothers bass player Barry Oakley is also a part of the Almond Betts band, and that is Barry Dwayne Oakley, right?
Yeah, yeah. He actually has a song on the new record that is just awesome. It's one of my favorite songs on the record. It's called The Doctor's Daughter, and he He sings it, and he actually plays piano on it, and Devin moves over to bass and plays bass on it, and it's a really cool take of it. I'm actually playing acoustic guitar on it.
Sweet.
And it's a really cool extended kind of thing. It kind of has a George Harrison, kind of Pink Floyd vibe. But yeah, we're really, really excited about this record, and it's a nice mix of influences. I think it's a little deeper and a little broader of a palette than the first one.
What was the process in recording the album? And that was at Muscle Shoals, right?
Yeah, Muscle Shoals Sound. It's kind of a tongue twister. The process was get in there and do it. I mean, it was pretty much the same as the first one in that we kind of approached it, you know, just get in there and have the band play and try to get some live performances. And then if we need to get something that we don't get, we can get it or we can build on it. But, you know, I think we did a good job of capturing some electricity and you know, keeping it raw, but, you know, not having it be sloppy, but really letting it live in that raw element, you know, just let it breathe and let it be rock and roll. But there's a nice variety of stuff, you know. We have some real gritty kind of rock and roll tunes, and then we have a 12 and a half minute instrumental. So Savannah's Dream is an instrumental that I wrote. And I mean, there's just a lot of really cool stuff on it. So yeah. You know, you're always excited to put out something into the world and see what people think, you know. And it's fun, you know, and exciting.
Now, that's the historic studio. Is that where Duane Allman recorded many, many years ago?
He did some work there, but the studio that he came. That he did a lot of the early work at that you're thinking of is Fame Studios, which is also in Muscle Shoals.
Okay, same neighborhood.
But same neighborhood.
Yeah. I expect there's no overstating the influence of all the members of the Allman Brothers Band, especially Duane Allman, who tragically died in a motorcycle accident at the age of 24. From what you've heard from your dad and others, what do you think it was about Duane Allman that had such a big impact on people in such a short amount of time?
You know, I mean, my dad speaks so highly of him. I mean, all I know about him really is the way he played and the fire and the soul, the sheer, to play that way when you're in your early 20s is just kind of unprecedented, you know? I mean, he was just so soulful. You could hear it, the way he caressed the, you know, every note he played. But as far as his personality, I mean, I've only heard things. That,
yeah.
You know, I heard that he was a kind of a fearless leader and was really sure of himself and sure of the band and had strong ideals. And you know, that's kind of what I hear about him. But
yeah.
I kind of think you can kind of, there's something telling in the way somebody plays their instrument. You can kind of learn.
Sure.
Something about them just by that, so.
The new album, Bless Your Heart, due out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And do you have a go-to guitar you like to play, either in studio or in concert?
I have a Goldtop, Les Paul Goldtop that was one of the prototypes of my dad's signature model. And that's probably my main guitar I play. I'm kind of a Gibson player. But I'd have to say I have a 335 also, you know, a red semi-hollow body, a 335. If you're a guitar player, you know what a 335 is. But that guitar is probably, I think that might be the best sounding guitar.
Cool.
And I used that one quite a bit on this record. I used it a lot more on this record than I did the last record. And it just sounds amazing. So Johnny calls it the Les Paul killer, because it's kind of like, wow, that just kind of sounds, you know, you could put like have a really nice sounding guitar and then you plug in the 335 at early I think it's a 61-335, and it's just hard to beat. I mean, it just kind of kills the other guitars.
Yeah, nice. So. Talking with Dwayne Betts of the Allman Betts Band, you've recently released a new video, I see, a little Western-esque with you and Devin getting to do a little horseback riding on Pale Horse Rider. You didn't have a stunt double on that, did you?
Oh, no, man. That was really fun. I mean, I've ridden some horses here and there, but, you know, but I think it was fun because they actually let us go a little off-road on them and kind of get a little adventurous, which, not surprising, but, you know, it was nice to kind of have a little fun off of the trail and, you know, all right, now ride slow, you know. So we had a lot of fun making that video, and we shot it down in Joshua Tree, California. I really like the video. I like how it turned out. I think it's very cinematic, and I think that it fits the music very well. And
there's a thousand maps that just don't lead you anywhere anymore. There's 100 signs placed there to confuse you. And I've been lost for way too long. Baby, I need you. I just need you.
Pale Horse Rider from the Allman Betts Band off the new record, Bless Your Hearts. And there's also a video to go with that tune. You look good. You look natural in the saddle, so maybe more of that.
Yeah.
Big thanks to Dwayne Betts of the Allman Betts Band. Find info and video links at AllmanBettsBand.com. Again, the new album out Friday, Bless Your Heart. Thank you so much, Dwayne.
Well, it sounds good, man.
Yeah.
And thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. We'll see you down the road. Thank you, Glenn.